During the month of August 2023, we will be hosting the IEC for 6 weeks to discuss the Electoral Amendment Act in preparation for the 2024 national and provisional elections. The main objective of this campaign is to inform and educate the electoral about the amendment and its implications on the electoral processes and the electorate in particular. The campaign will start by unpacking the electoral amendment that will come into effect in 2024 NPE, allowing independents to contest elections for the very first time since 1994. Over this period, the topics we'll be covering is the Electoral Amendment Act, what is new in the NPE 2024, inclusion of independent candidates in national and provisional elections, how to vote in NPE 2024, as well as seat allocations in the National Assembly and provisional legislations. Today we have Mr. Colin Anderson, and he will be discussing that with us today. So good afternoon, or good morning rather, Mr. Anderson. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am fine, and good morning to the listeners.
So my first question for you, Mr. Anderson, is what exactly is an independent candidate?
Okay, let me first explain what a candidate is. A candidate means a South African citizen contesting an election, or a South African citizen nominated by a party on the list contesting an election. An independent candidate, as the word says, means this is a South African citizen contesting an election on his or her own. In other words, it's a candidate that's not nominated by a political party on the list. Therefore, individuals who are not associated with political parties may stand as independent candidates to contest next year's national and provincial elections.
Oh, wow, that sounds so interesting. So tell me more about that. Can anyone be an independent candidate in the upcoming 2024 elections?
Okay, obviously, to stand as an independent candidate, you must meet a certain key criteria according to the Constitution, okay? Firstly, you need to be a South African citizen and be 18 years or older. Secondly, you must reside in the province where you intend to contest. You must not have a record of being unrehabilitated, insolvent or bankrupt. You must not have a history of being declared of unsound mind by a court. And you should not have received a criminal sentence exceeding 12 months in prison after 1996. That is the criteria for you, you know, in order for you to be able to avail yourself as an independent candidate.
So is that all one has to do to contest elections as an independent candidate, or is there more?
Okay, yes, there is. You also need to submit a prescribed declaration that you have submitted names, identity numbers, and signatures of voters who support your candidacy. So you won't be able just to contest the election. To be able to for your name to appear on the ballot, you need to be in order to be elected to the National Assembly, a candidate must submit a number of names equal to 15% of the total number of votes required to obtain a seat for that region or province. So 50% of the vote of the highest quota of people want to contest in a region, like the Western Cape, the 50% quota is based on the previous election. So you should have have 15% of the names of people that support your candidacy based on the last elections.
That sounds amazing. So I just wanted to ask you about the election deposits. But before I get into that, how many number of supporter signatures would an independent candidate need to partake?
Okay. If I need now to take an example, okay, as independence. For a seat requirement in the National Assembly or to, you must, based on the previous election, for the National Assembly, it is 45,000 votes. Okay, so that was one seat that was allocated in the National Assembly of the previous election, a person needed 45,000 votes. So for you to have your name on the ballot, you must have at least 15% of that amount. So that comes to about 6,750 signatures that you must have to qualify to contest the election for the National Assembly. However, like I've said, once elected, an independent candidate may only be a member of either the National Assembly or the Provincial Assembly. So you can't contest both. You know, the election is called the National and Provincial election. So you can either be a candidate for the National Assembly or a candidate for the Provincial Legislature. So if an independent candidate wins a seat in the National Assembly and another in a Provincial Legislature, he must choose which one, you know, you want to accept.
I hear you. And now when it comes to the election deposits, you know, we are a democratic country, everything has to be equal. Since independent candidates will be contesting alongside the political parties, do they also have to pay those election deposits?
Yes, candidates must pay a prescribed deposit. However, deposits paid by independent candidates may differ from those paid by political parties, you know. And candidates must also undertake to be bound by the electoral code of conduct. Candidates must also sign a declaration that they are not disqualified in terms of the constitution. And in respect of provincial elections, candidates must also sign a declaration that they are residents and registered in the particular province.
Okay, so is an independent candidate allowed to have agents at their voting stations, such as political parties as well?
Yes. Yes, an independent candidate contesting election may appoint such a number of agents as it is prescribed. Normally, it's two party agents for each voting station. An important an agent must also be subjected to the criteria of being a South African citizen, and an agent must not be a candidate in an election.
So
to answer the question, yes, they are allowed to have party agents as the same with political parties.
So I hear everything that you're saying, and it's very interesting. Now, I would like to know about the countdown to the 2024 elections. When is that going to start so people can be more aware of it?
Actually, the countdown for the 2024 election, national and provincial election, has already started. And we would like to encourage people not to miss out, you know, and to make a difference and let their vote be heard. Our democracy needs our voters.
Yes, I second that. Especially the young people in our communities need to make sure they register to vote in the next upcoming elections. So when exactly are the 2024 elections happening?
Okay, this would be now our seventh democratic elections. And it must be held between May and August 2024, next year. The exact date of the elections will obviously be announced by the president as early in 2024.
So we mentioned, you know, registering for voting. For those who are not registered yet to vote, will they be given an opportunity to register as well?
Yes. If you're a South African citizen and you're 16 years and above, with the ID document, you can already register either the IEC offices during office hours, or you can register on the online platforms of the IEC website, www.elections.org.za. You can even check your registration status, okay? The IEC will also be having a registration weekend on the 18th and 19th of November, where all voting stations will be open from 8:05. Saturday and the Sunday to register to vote, or just check your registration status.
All right. And then before we wrap up, how can our listeners get in touch with the IEC for more information?
Okay. It's important to note that the 2024 national provincial election, you must vote where you are registered. Otherwise, you need to apply, you know, to vote elsewhere. So, yes, it's important that you know, that family and friends, people do not miss out on the chance to have their say in our democracy. You know, as I say, we have the online platforms. You just need to have your ID to check your status.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Colin Addison. If you just tuned in, we are talking with IEC and Mr. Colin Addison about the next upcoming Electoral Amendment Act campaign, as well as the coming elections that we need to be voting for, the national and provisional elections next year in 2024. Thank you so much, Mr. Colin, for taking the time out of your day to join us. And hopefully you will be back in studio to give us more knowledge and information about the elections, as well as how to register as a candidate.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Collins. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What a lovely man and a lovely conversation we just had about the IEC and the next upcoming elections in 2024. As I have mentioned before on the show, it's very important to make a change by casting your vote